Defined so narrowly, it is no surprise that cars have properties that are hostile to their environment. The new cars were successfully designed to carry people more comfortably at higher speed, but no attention was paid to an essential component in their habitat, the people themselves, and their requirement for clean, smog-free air. Even a part of the technosphere as close to nature as the farm suffers from the same sort of clash with the environment. As a man-made object, the farm is designed for the sole purpose of producing crops. Guided by that purpose, after World War II, agronomists urged the increasingly heavy application of chemical nitrogen fertilizer. Yields rose, but not in proportion to the rate of fertilizer application. Year by year, less and less of the applied fertilizer was taken up by the crop, and progressively more drained through the soil into groundwater in the form of nitrates that contaminated rivers, lakes, and water supplies. Nitrogen fertilizer is a commodity sold with the narrow purpose of raising yields and manufactured with the even narrower purpose of increasing the chemical industry's profits. When inorganic nitrogen fertilizer was introduced in the 1950s, little or no attention was paid to its ecological behavior in the soil-water system, or to the harmful effects of elevated nitrate levels in drinking water. The second law of ecology, everything has to go somewhere, together with the first, expresses the fundamental importance of cycles in the ecosphere. In the aquatic ecosystem, for example, the participating chemical elements move through closed cyclical processes. As they respire, fish produce carbon dioxide, which in turn is absorbed by aquatic plants and is used photosynthetically to produce oxygen, which the fish respire. The fish excrete nitrogen-containing organic compounds in their waste. When the waste is metabolized by aquatic bacteria and molds, the organic nitrogen is converted to nitrate. This, in turn, is an essential nutrient for the aquatic algae. These, ingested by the fish, contribute to their organic waste, and the cycle is complete. In such a closed circular system, there is no such thing as waste. Everything that is produced in one part of the cycle goes somewhere and is used in a later step.